Page 165, Unit 40. In the long run, BRICS countries will overtake the EU and the USA.
This emerging economy really is helping the revival of the world economy. Michael Ante.
In 2001, Goldman Sachs predicted that a group of developing and newly industrialized countries could come to dominate Western economies. Since then, those countries have exploded in growth and changed the landscape of the world. BRICS, which is an acronym of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, comprises nearly half of the world's population and a fifth of the world's nominal GDP. Whether the BRICS countries will ever overtake the EU and the USA is a hotly debated topic that often divides opinions. Firstly, let us take a look at the trends that suggest a positive answer to this issue. One argument on that side is the figures that the BRICS have produced. In 1991, those five nations' share of the world's GDP based on purchasing power parity was about a sixth, which grew to a third by 2016. Needless to say, the BRICS group creates a huge consumer market and has a lot to offer to the economy of the world. China as a source of cheap labor force, Brazil with its enormously powerful agricultural sector, Russia as the world's minerals exporter, India's inexpensive intellectual resources, together with South Africa as the continent's leader in natural resources, create a powerful economic alliance. Since they possess a lot of underutilized resources, first world enterprises willingly invest in them. Multinational companies also provide a recipe for good institutions, which BRICS can adopt. What is more, the share of costs of environmental protection is higher in the first world, as BRICS countries tend to disregard this issue. Lastly, most nations of the EU and the US have massive public debts, an aging population, costly welfare systems, and strong labor relations, that is, powerful trade unions in Europe, which all decrease competitiveness. However, several factors slowed down the significant growth of the BRICS group. In the first place, brain drain still exists, as well as migration to the EU and the US from BRICS to find better living conditions. Secondly, as the competitive multinational companies are already developed in the EU and the US, BRICS companies find it hard to go worldwide. Also, those recipes for institutions may not work due to different local and social circumstances. On top of that, all BRICS countries have their own special problems. For example, Brazil fights high corruption. Russia has a strongly aging population, along with an economy only competitive due to the extraction of natural resources. India struggles with massive poverty and a fragmented society as a result of its caste system. China has created very high levels of pollution, and its one-child policy resulted in long-term demographic issues. South Africa still owns a divided society and struggles with corruption. Admittedly, the growth path of these countries appears to be highly resource-intensive and is hence unsustainable. What is more, their growing population is rapidly depleting their resources, which in turn can sabotage growth in the future. Weighing both sides of the argument, I think the importance of the BRICS group will continue to grow despite the fact that their growth is slowing down. Even if the group might not become the world's most dominant economic power, they have far surpassed any expectations from the 20th century.